弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
那今天呢，我们思想的经文是很长的。
Today's passage is quite long.
刚才只是读了其中一部分。
We actually only read a portion of it.
那其他的圣经呢？我会在讲到的时候会提起来，然后呢，你们就可以在这个圣经里面来看到里面的经文。
I will mention it during the sermon, so you guys can go go look at the passage.
那我今天主要是跟大家思想一个在旧约圣经里面的一个人物，叫亚沙王。
I want to mention about a character that happened in the Old Testament, King Asa.
那个题目呢是亚沙王的圣耻乱终，就是说他开始是很好的。但是他的人生的结束就不好了。
So the title of my sermon today is King Asa's Life from Godliness to Apostasy, which means beginning of his life it was pretty prosperous, pretty good, and then it ended terribly.
一个人的人生是好长啊，一般来说算是好长的。
Human life technically it's considered long.
在一生里面也会经历不少的事情。
And you will experience a lot of things during the lifetime.
而有些人呢，他开始的时候不太好。
Some people start off not too well.
是个浪子。
A wanderer.
走错了路。
Have went on the wrong path.
但是呢，后来到年老的时候，或者说中年以后等等哈，就变好了。
And then after hitting middle age, they start to turn good.
那就也是一种情况。
That's one aspect.
有些人开始很好，但是后来不好。有些人后来开始不好，但后来就好了。
Some people they start off pretty well, but then they end up pretty bad.
也有些人呢，有时候好坏好坏好坏，就这样就是浮浮沉沉的这样下去。
And there's other people who are always up and down in their lifetime.
其实人生是好宝。
Actually, human life is very precious.
那我们希望了，我们能够了，好好的活个一生。
We want to live a good life.
所以呢，今天我们来从亚沙的身上呢，看看他好的原因，他不好的原因。
So today we'll ponder upon Asa's life, the things that's good and the bad. We will learn a lesson from him.
我们也带着祷告的心来聆听神的话语。
And also have a prayerful heart to receive God's word.
我们希望我们一生都在上帝的那个恩典中，我们保持种力量，从头到尾都很好。
We want to persist to be in God's in way of God, from the beginning to the end.
那刚才我们读到那个这个历代志下的14:1-12.
We read Second Chronicles chapter 14, verse 1-12.
那里讲到亚沙是一个好的王。
It says Asa did what was right and good in the eyes of the Lord.
我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
这里说亚沙行耶和华他神眼中看为善为正的事。
Which says Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God.
这里有一个有一个思想好重要的。
There's a thinking that's really important here.
他不是行好跟正的事。
He wasn't just doing what was good and right.
他是行他神的眼中看为正看为善的事。
He was doing good and right in the eyes of the Lord.
这个是蛮重要的。
It's important.
今天世界上我们看为正的事不一定是正的。
The things that we see as good and right might not be good and right.
我们现在呢都听到一个常常人讲的一句话了，是要政治正确。
We want to have right political views.
是说不一定正确，不过要在政治上要正确。
Which means it doesn't have to be right, but it has to be politically right.
你在政治上正确了，你可以不择手段的为了那一个正确。
When it's politically right, you can go for any right.
所以呢，你不能够根据世界上的事，人的眼中看为正、看为善的事。
So therefore, you cannot go with the worldly view of good and follow through.
所以有一个非常重要的观念，那个思想呢，应该在我们的心里面的。
There's one mindset that has to be rooted deep in our hearts.
我们要看上帝的眼中看为正，看为善的事。That
is to do things that is good and right in the eyes of the Lord.
那圣经里面呢，就好清楚的来告诉我们什么是在神的眼中看为正、看为善的事。In
the Bible, it clearly tells us what is considered good and right in the eyes of God.
第一个地方呢，就是第二到第五节。
The first section is verse 2 to 5.
他里在这里说，他除掉外邦的坛，和丘坛，打碎柱像，砍下木偶。
It says he removed the foreign altars and the high places, smashed the sacred stones and cut down the Asherah poles.
就是粉碎那些偶像。
Basically crushing all the idols.
然后呢，他然后就正面的吩咐犹大人。 寻求耶和华他们列祖的神，遵行他的律法诫命。And
verse 4, he commanded Judah to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, and to obey his laws and commands.
有偶像是什么意思?
What does it mean to have an idol?
他们拜偶像是什么意思?
What does it mean that they were worshipping idols?
那今天我们一般的人都不会拜偶像。So
these days, we actually don't worship idols.
但是偶像是代表什么呢?
But what does the word idol mean?
代表一个人的心摇摆不定。
Basically, it means your heart is wavering.
有时候抓住偶像。
Sometimes you're holding on to idol.
有时候抓住上帝。
Another time you're holding on to God.
今天不一定是偶像。
It doesn't necessarily have to be idol.
今天可能是其他的东西。
It could be anything.
这代表左右的摇摆不定。
It basically means you're wandering, wavering from left to right.
这里的意思就是他尊重上帝。
What this saying here is Asa obey God, and he has cut away those. He want to focus and obey God.
这是他当时亚萨王的一个最好的一个态度。
That was the best attitude Asa had.
专一，尊重上帝。
That is to obey, focus on God.
然后呢，第二个地方呢，第五节。
And secondly, in verse 5.
对不起，这个第六节。
Sorry, verse 6.
又在犹大建造几座坚固城。 国中太平数年，没有征战，因为耶和华赐他平安。
It says he built up the fortified cities of Judah. Since the land was at peace, no one was at war with him during those years, for the Lord gave him rest.
第二件事情呢，他建造坚固城。
Second thing that Asa did was built up fortified cities.
为什么要建造坚固的城呢？
What was the purpose of building fortified city?
因为呢，是他要保护当时的百姓。The
purpose was protect all the members.
城是用来保护百姓的。A
wall is to protect the citizens.
他后来就解释比较详细了。And
then he continues to describe.
第七节，他对犹大人说：“我们要建造这些城邑，视为筑墙、盖楼、安门、座栓，地还属我们。” 是因为耶和华，因为寻求耶和华我们的神。And
in verse 7 it says, Let us build up these towns, he said to Judah, and put walls around them with towers, gates, and bars. The land is still ours because we have sought the Lord our God. We sought him and he gave us rest on every side.
我读到这里的时候，有点心里面有点安慰啊。
When I read here, I have peace in my heart.
因为我一直都觉得我做牧师了，要买房子了，好像不太属灵的感觉。
Because I often think if I'm a pastor, when I buy a house, it's not really godly.
因为我帮角生买了一些的房子。Because
I bought a couple houses for the mission.
所以有些人称赞我，老牧师你好棒啊，假如你不做。 牧师，你是做地产商的，你一定发达的，发财的。
Some people say, Pastor Lo, you're so good. If you're not a pastor, you can be in real estate, you'll make a lot of money.
每次他们是称赞我的，但是每次我听到的时候，心里面总是不太愉快。
So when they, even though they're praising me about that aspect, but I don't feel too happy when they say that.
做牧师讲道，侍奉上帝，人家称赞是好的。
When you're a pastor, you preach and people praise you because of that. It's a good thing.
假如人家称赞买房子的时候，我就心里面好像有点不务正业的感觉。
But when people praise me for buying all these different lands, it doesn't feel like I'm doing the right thing.
但是读到这里就有点安慰了。
But when I read it here, I have peace in my heart.
亚萨王，神把他建造这个地上的事情，好像是一些会毁坏的事情呢，上帝还把它算在他看为正、看为善的事情上。
Because King Asa building land that can easily perish, but it is considered good and righteous in God's eyes.
这种表示他的人生是一个进取的。不求安逸的，做虽然做了王了，但是还是做好多的建设。
Which means even though he's king, he's already prosperous, but he's still continuously built different lands.
保护他的百姓。
In order to protect his citizens.
还有第八节。
And also in verse 8,
讲到他是很有能，在这个装备军兵的装备上呢，是很有能力的。
He's also very equipped in his army.
他是愿意来征战的。
He is willing to fight.
征战呢是一个不是叫人愉快的事情。
Fighting is not a thing that will bring joy to you.
我们生活里面呢不要说打仗了。我们真的愿意与世无争啊，是不是啊？
Let's forget about wars. We actually don't want to have arguments with people.
那些事情不管就不管了。
If you can just let go, we want to let go.
免得别人高不高兴你。
Or else it will make people unhappy about you.
免得别人批评你。
Or people discipline you.
要争要最好是不要争了。
It's best to just let it be.
这个好不好呢？有人说好啊，不争不是与世无争，不是很好吗
？When some people say, "Oh, we don't compete with the world," isn't that a good thing?
但是今天我们就教会真是与世无争了，那就糟糕了。
If our church doesn't compete with the world, that means it's not really good.
我真的希望我们的教会真的不要与世无争啊。
I actually don't want your church to not compete with the world.
世界上有好多好多不公义的事情，不应该的事情，教会是要争的。
There are so many things that are unrighteous in the world that the church has to fight and compete against with.
顺便告诉大家一件事情，不晓得大家做不做得到。
Let me say something. I don't know if you can do this or not.
我是做不到了。
I personally cannot do it.
我五月四号在香港了，已经。
I will be in Hong Kong on May 4th.
五月四号什么事情呢
？What is May 4th?
我们在那个 Times Square 那边有那个 Focus on Family， 他举办一个抗议，
There'll、
一个在一个关于堕胎的一个事情的抗议。
There'll be a riot kind of thing in Times Square regarding abortion on May 4th.
这个是 abortion 已经通过了，你没办法了。
The law abortion has been passed, and you cannot go against that.
但是他们呢，要多争取一些，就是说后期的堕胎。
However, they want to seek things, things after abortion.
后期堕胎是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是那个 baby 已经成人了，看到那个这后期了。
Which means the baby has been already formed in the womb.
他要争取把他堕胎，把他杀掉。
What they're trying to compete is to have abortion to the baby that's already formed in the womb. That's actually considered murder.
你竟然通过一个法案，用公众的钱，要大众来承认这是对的，这是不应该啊。
How could you pass a law that allows abortion in the late stage when the baby is already formed in the womb?That's not supposed to be correct.
教会，我们那五月四号那天，我们在那边来有一个抗议。
So on May 4th in Times Square, there will be a riot against abortion in late stage.
也许我们觉得在 New York 这个州啊，好像很难来抗争这种的事情。
A lot of times we feel like in New York State, it's hard to go against these type of laws.
而且做领袖的都是。要政治正确
，and all the leaders they want to be politically correct.
你要选举的话，你必须要正确
，and they have to be politically correct in order to be in those positions.
但是教会是要争的
，however, church we have to fight against it.
最少表达我们的一种态度
，at least we have to share our thoughts and our views.
这是当时的一个亚撒王的，他愿意争的。
That's something that King Asa had. He is willing to fight.
表示他还有一种动力，他的生命里头还有一种动力。
Which means he had motivation in his heart.
那另外呢，在下面呢，十到十一节呢，讲什么呢
？And also later on in verse 10 to 11, what does it say?
讲他跟古实王打仗。
It was talking about his a war against the king.
其实他的实力也很好了，有好多的军队。
Even though he has a lot of good armies.
但是呢，他还是呼求神的帮助。
However, he seeks the Lord for help.
十一节说，唯有你能帮助软弱的，胜过强盛的。
He says, Lord, there is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty.
所以他打仗，他有军队，但是他不完全依靠他的军队。
King Asan had his army. However, during war time, he doesn't just rely on the army.
这是他的属灵的情况。
That's his spiritual, spiritual way. He seeks the Lord.
然后呢，我们再看下去呢。
And then we continue to read in verse 11.
十五章那里。
Verse 15.
约翰历代志下十五章十六十七到十九节。
Second Chronicle chapter 15, verse 16 to 19.
他那里讲到了他贬了他的祖母。
He actually,
叫加马加祖母马加太后的位。
In 16, it says King Asa also deposed his grandmother Maaca from her position as queen mother.
可见呢，他不避他的祖母的地位，他勇敢的。祖母做错了事情呢，他作为一个王，他是秉公办理。
Even though he's a king, doesn't matter if the grandma did something wrong, so he disposed her position.
然后在十五章，在这个十五章第八、第九，然后第八、第九节呢，也讲到他的我看看那个经文哈，第十六章的第十六章的第一到第三节。
And Second Chronicles chapter 16, verse 1 to 3.
讲到那个有王对不起，前面呢十五章那边呢，讲到以色列人呢，他拜偶像了。
I'll actually backtrack to chapter 15. Israelites were worshiping idols.
那作为犹大国，当时是南国的犹大国了，他愿意去帮助北国的以色列人去归向神。
Being the southern kingdom of Judah, they're willing to help the northern kingdom of Israel to go against the idols.
那应该是十五章第八到第九节。
It should be chapter 15, verse 8.
是他打仗的原因
And that is the reason why he went into war.
这些都是讲亚萨王了。是一个非常好的状态。
So all these verses he mentioned about the good conditions that King Asa was in.
有时候呢，我自己来比较一下的时候呢，我觉得我自己跟那个亚萨王呢是差好远了。
So oftentimes I compare myself with King Asa and I realize how far short I was or am compared to him.
所以在那段从第一年到十五年，那十五年的期间呢，亚萨王是得满分的。
So from year 1 to year 15, King Asa actually get all the credits, full credit.
然后呢，你看这个同样在那个周刊里面的下面这个十五章的十九节。
And if you look at Second Chronicle chapter 15 verse 16 in the insert for English.
从这时直到亚沙三十五年都没有征战的事。
It says there was no more war until the 35th year of Asa's reign.
这个时间是这样算的，从他登基到他十五年呢，他就做了好多耶和华神眼中看为正的事。
So from the day he started becoming king until 15 year, he's done right and good things in the eyes of the Lord.
然后呢，从第十五年到三十五年。里面有二十年的时间，圣经说没有征战的事。
And then from year 15 of his reign until the 35th year, which is 20-year period, there were no war.
这二十年呢，在圣经里面只用一句话来形容。
And these 20 years in the Bible is recorded in one sentence.
就是没有征战的事。
It says there was no more war.
然后从第36年开始呢。
and starting the 36th year.
那等一下我们会思想关于36年之后的情况。
We will read upon what the Bible records about.
不过呢，我对于第36年，从15到第36年呢，它发生了什么事呢？我觉得应该留心一下。
Actually, want to focus on the year 15 to year 36. What happened between there?
在国中没有征战的事。
There were no more war in the city.
好不好？
Is that a good thing?
好多人说好。
A lot of people say it's good.
我也觉得好。
I often think it's good too.
我们都希望没有征战的事。
We often wish to not have war.
但是呢？
However.
他的36年之后所发生的种种的问题呢，都是由于这20年。
The things that happens after the 36th year actually reflects back on the 20 years of no war.
就是因为没有发生什么事。
It's because there were nothing happening in the 20 years.
所以就产生了亚撒王后期的远离上帝的那个局面了。
And because of the 20 years of no war, nothing happening, it causes Asa to turn away from God.
我不是说国中太平没有征战是不好。
I'm not trying to say that having no war is a bad thing.
我们都追求没有征战的事。
We all seek to have no war, fair.
但是没有征战的事呢，是有危险。
However, having no warfare is a dangerous situation. There is a danger that comes with it.
这个情况呢，有人这样说啊。
Some people say this.
他说最危险的不是危险的本身。
The most dangerous thing is not the danger itself.
最危险的是安逸。
The more dangerous thing is when you have peace.
不晓得大家同不同意。
I don't know if you agree with that or not.
曾经有一个人呢，有一对妇女啊，他去过王石公园。
So, a dad and a daughter, they went to Yellowstone National Park.
他讲有一年他去了，他还记得在那里呢，还去喂那个王石公园的喂那个鸽子。
They were feeding the dove in Yellowstone.
然后呢，他后来他再去的时候。
And then when they return again a couple years later.
这是第二年而已啊，再去的时候。
Actually, only the second year following.
他就去再去喂鸽子了。
They went to feed the dove again.
但是呢，在喂在那个时候呢，他已经发觉了没有人去喂鸽子了。
They realized that no one else is feeding the dove.
然后还那里还放那个牌子，不可以喂鸽子。
And there's actually a sign that says, do not feed the dove.
然后那个妇女就问那个管理的人说，明明去年才可以，为什么今年不可以？
So then they went to ask the park rangers, last year we were able to feed the dove, how come this year we cannot?
那个管理的人就跟他们说了。
A park ranger says this to them.
那不可以的原因是什么？
The reason for not able to.
就是那个游客每次去都喂鸽子。
Every time the visitors they feed the dove.
是不需要自己去找东西吃的。
So therefore, it turns to a point that dove they do not have to
seek. 它张开口就有的吃了。
For food, and they can just open their mouth and food is already there. It's very abundant.
它根本不需要去找。
They don't need to seek for food.
去飞去寻找。
They don't need to fly to different places to find food.
好像没有问题啊，这很好啊。
That's technically a good thing.
但是呢，大家就有一年呢，那个王石公园呢下雪了。
However, there's a period the Yellowstone they had a snowstorm.
下雪了，他就没有东西吃了。
So then there were no food for the doves.
他没有这种鸽子了，很多就饿死了。
Actually, a lot of dove they died of starvation.
饿死了，就因为他不没有那种能力，到习惯了别人他喂他。他没有能力去自己找东西吃了。
Because they're so used to being fed constantly, they don't have the ability and the desire to go seek for food.
所以很多鸽就死掉。
So most of them starve to death.
所以公园的管理人呢就觉得这个不行。
So the park rangers think that's not a good thing for the doves.
就把这个事情取消了。
So they stopped the feeding of doves.
我觉得人的情况都是这样。
So a lot of times men's situations are really similar.
在那种平静安日没有挑战的时候。
When you're in peace and comfort without challenges,
我们就要小心，因为在那个时候我们会慢慢会失去一些东西，是我们意想不到的。
We have to be cautious because during those times we will start slowly lose things that we think that we don't know that are essential.
有没有听过个关于小孩子的一个故事？
I don't know if you heard a story about a little kid.
这是小孩子讲给小孩子听的。
It's a story for the little kids.
不过这是蛮真实的。
But it's actually a pretty true story.
他讲了有一次呢，有一群雁啊，这个飞雁啊，去飞去一个地方了。
So basically a type of bird, they were flying to a direction.
然后呢，那个雁就是说飞到的地方有一个小雁啊，就看见下面呢有些有东西吃。
And a baby bird flew to that area, saw that there were piled food.
然后他就想要到下面去吃东西了。
And so the baby bird wanted to go grab the food.
然后呢，他发觉了下面有些鸡啊，就是小鸡啊，也在吃东西。
And when the baby bird flew down, the bird noticed that there are chickens.
他觉得好高兴啊，跟小朋友一起玩啊，很高兴啊。
So the baby bird joined the chicken and ate with them.
玩了就忘记了就要跟不上了。
So then after hanging out with the chicken for too long, forgot to fly away with the rest.
然后他们说没关系，等一下一气还有飞的，我就跟着队走了。
So then the bird said to itself, okay, it's okay. I will go with the next group that comes.
所以他就好安心的跟那个小鸡呢一起来吃东西，一起来玩啊。
So the bird continued to eat and play and hang out with the little chicken.
结果呢，后来果然啊，真的有他的同类啊，那个雁啊，在那里飞了。
And of course, another set of birds that were the same species came by.
他就准备了要跟他们一起来向前走。
So the baby bird is got ready to go with them.
他就发觉了，他就太胖了，吃的太多了。
However, the bird realized it got too fat from eating.
飞得不高
and could not fly high.
那算算呢，还是等下一群来就再飞吧。
So the bird said to himself, "Oh, maybe I'll just wait for the next group. I'll have a little time."
大家都知道那个故事了，他会越来越饱的，越来越胀，膨胀的。
So we all know the story. The little bird will get fatter and fatter, and not able to fly.
飞不起了。
And cannot fly anymore.
不是他不想飞啊。
Not because he doesn't want to fly.
他觉得哎呀，我不是小鸡啊，我是雁啊，我不是应该在这里的。
It knows that it's not a chicken, so therefore it has to go.
我是会飞的。
He knows how to fly.
所以他每次看见这个雁在天上飞的时候，他都好羡慕。
So when he sees the birds flying across,
我是可以飞的。
He knows that he can fly.
他每次都想飞。
And you'll always want to fly.
但是每次都飞不动。
But every time don't have the strength because it's too fat.
在地上就跟小鸡在一起了。
So then in the end, the bird has to stay behind with the chicken.
问题呢，他的生命不是小鸡，他是生命会飞。
However, the life of the bird is not a chicken. It has the capability to fly.
其实这个就是好多基督徒的情况啊。
Actually, the story reflects a lot on a lot of Christians.
好多基督徒都是有属天的生命的。
A lot of Christians have spiritual life.
但是他寻求安逸。
But they seek comfort.
没有好好的追求。
And not seek.
离开群众。
And not to seek and get away from the crowd.
所以安逸要小心。
So therefore, a peace, we have to be cautious.
假如你一直都没有征战，没有挑战。你会失去你的力量。
If there's no challenges at all, you will lose your abilities.
我们回到刚才我要大家看的那段圣经。
Let's go back to the verse I wanted to read.
就是历代志下十六章一到三节。
That is 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 1 to 3.
亚萨王三十六年。
Which is the 36th year of King Asa.
我对三十六年这个好敏感的。
I'm very sensitive to 36.
因为角声呢，刚刚今年就是庆祝30周年。
Because Christian Herald, the church just celebrated 36 years.
这个非常重要啊，这个时刻。
It is very important.
发生什么事呢？
What happened to King Asa?
就是亚萨王36年，他有20年平安的日子之后。
Which is after 20 years of peace and no war for King Asa.
北国的以色列人强壮起来了。
The Israelites in the northern kingdom have become more strong.
那个巴沙王上来攻击犹大。
King Baasha came to fight against Judah.
那个时候怎么办呢？
What do they do?
20年没有打仗了。
They haven't fought in 20 years.
现在要打仗了。
And all of a sudden, they have to go into war.
他想打。
He wants to go into war.
但是都没有那种力量。
But they don't have the power to.
所以现在呢，有很多国家都为我们中国好担心的。
So actually, a lot of countries are concerned for China.
中国呢，那个兵好多啊，那个兵力好强啊。
Because China has a great army.
但是我们好久没有打仗的。
But China hasn't gone into war for a long time.
但是年轻的兵都没有打过仗。
The young soldiers have not gone into war yet.
那当时他们的情况就是这样。
It's a similar situation for China.
反而呢，那巴沙都是北国的以色列人啊，他们二十年隐藏自己。
King Baasha in the Northern Kingdom, they have been.
用今天的日子来这个话来讲呢，是韬光养晦。这个很难翻译啊。这个韬光养晦呢，你是邓小平讲的。就是说要不要什么都不要做，我们要好好来坚强我们自己，养好我们自己。
Basically, feed yourself and strengthen yourself.
啊，对了哈，就是说，最重要就是养好自己啊 ，strengthen ourselves 啊，这个是最重要的。
The most important thing is strengthening yourself.
所以二十年呢，当那个亚萨王好安舒的时候，巴萨王就 strengthen 他自己了。
So in the 20 years of King Asa being in no war, King Baasha was strengthening himself.
巴萨王就来挑战亚萨王。
So therefore, he came to challenge King Asa.
我们可以安逸。
We can have peace at time.
希望不要遇到征战。
However, we hope to not face war.
没有遇到征战是平安没事的。
When you don't face war, having peace is good.
但世界的事情你不可能没有征战。
However, in the world, you cannot have no war.
好多的，所以耶稣的主导文呢，有一个非常好的一个教导。
So in the Lord's Prayer, he mentioned this, very important.
不叫我们遇见试探。
And to not seek our debtors.
不要遇见试探。
Oh, don't face temptation.
然后呢，救我们脱离凶恶。
And save us from
就是那些 evil.
Save us from evil.
那个事情呢，所以耶稣是知道会有的，所以他教我们这样祷告。
Therefore, Jesus knows these things. Temptations can occur to us. So therefore, he's teaching us.
安逸要小心啊。
So therefore, we have to be cautious when we're in peaceful time.
他坐飞机啊，都会遇到试探的。
So a lot of times when we go on airplane, we face temptations.
他遇到他好多年没有见的以前的女朋友了，所以就有第三者出现了。
Because you haven't seen your girlfriend for a long time, there's a third party.
真的，有好多的 affair， 好多的问题都是没有预料到的。
There's a lot of things that occur that you have not prepared for.
你没有准备好。当征战来到就好危险。
So therefore, when you face things and challenges that you haven't prepared for, it's
dangerous. 所以当巴沙来挑战的时候，那阿亚萨怎么办呢
？So when King Baasha came to challenge King Asa, what did he do?
那时候呢，他好多钱。
So at the time, he had a lot of money, King Asa.
要小心，当你好多钱的时候。
And that's another thing to be cautious about when you have too much money.
钱解决的事就不是有问题，不，钱可以解决的问题就不是问题。
You might have a mindset that when anything that can be dealt with money, not a problem.
那口气好大的。
Very.
亚萨王当时就是这样。
King Asa was just like that. He thinks that he has so much money.
他没有能力打仗。
He doesn't have the ability to fight in wars.
所以他就用钱呢。去收买那个亚兰王，那个王就是另外一个国家的人。
So therefore, he uses money to bribe another king, King Rama.
所以呢，他们希望呢，这个亚兰王来帮他打仗。
What he wanted to do is have King Rama come help him fight against King Baasha.
这是他的一个人生的堕落的第一步。
That was the downfall for his life. That was the beginning.
没有征战的时候看不出来。
When there were no war, you can't see his downfall.
二十年都看不出来。
In the 20 years, you were not able to see it.
但是当征战来到的时候
，However, when war come,
他产生了一个大问题。
He has a big problem.
他真的到一个地步了，穷的只剩下钱了。
He is so poor to a point that the only thing that he has is
除了钱什么都没有,
money. He only has money and nothing else.
所以他用钱去让战争止息,
so therefore he uses money to put down the warfare.
但这个是不行的,
however, that's not the right thing to do.
当时上帝就觉得他走到这个地步了，是离开了上帝了。
So that what he has done, he has already went away, turned away from God.
这个是当时他走错了的第一步。
That is the first step of his wrong path.
所以呢，在历代志下16章第7节呢，先知就来提醒他，你错了，你不应该这样。
So in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 7, the prophet came to warn him about things that he has done wrong.
你看第七节怎么说了?
What does it say in verse 7?
那时先见哈拿尼来见犹大王亚撒，对他说：“因你仰赖亚兰王，没有仰赖耶和华你的神，所以亚兰王的军队脱离了你的手。”
It says, at that time, Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, because you rely on the king of Aram and not on the Lord your God, the army of the king of Aram has escaped from your head. He was trying to bribe the king.
但事实上呢,亚兰王是背叛了他。
Actually, the king has betrayed him.
所以呢,那个先知就劝,都告诉他,你错了,你仰赖。 你仰赖人，不仰赖神，你走错了路了。So
the prophet Hanani rebuked King Asa, telling him he has done the wrong thing.
然后呢，他看看第十节。Let's
look at verse 10.
亚撒因此恼恨先见，把将他囚在监里。Asa
was angry with the seer because of this. He was so enraged that he put him in prison.
这是他的。 第二步了,
so that was the downfall, step two of his downfall.
他听不进去先知的话了。He
could no longer hear the prophet's words.
本来先知提他是代表什么了?
When prophets tell him words, what does that mean?
神派遣先知来劝他，在那个时候他还有一个机会。
When God sent prophets to him to talk to him, he still has a chance.
是不是啊? 神差派先知去, right? 就是给机会给他。
When God sends prophet to him, God has given him a second chance.
但是他却把他囚禁起来。
However, he put the prophet into prison.
为什么囚禁起来啊?
Why did he do that?
因为不想听了。
Because he doesn't want to hear it.
就是要这个先知呢，在他眼前消失。
Basically, let the prophet get away from his sight.
所以呢，这个是可以查验我们属灵的光景的。This
actually help us reflect on our spiritual life.
当我们安逸到一个地步，When
we're in such a peaceful time,
我们慢慢就用自己的方法去解决问题了。We're
slowly using our own abilities to resolve problems.
然后呢，要得到一些提醒。
And then we get warnings from people.
但是你发觉你听不进去。Yet
you realize you cannot hear or understand anymore.
所以今天呢，你来到教会里面呢，还是件好事情啊。So
today you coming to church is already a good sign.
表示你还是愿意来听啊。That
means you're still willing to listen.
假如有一天呢，你说，老牧师消失吧。
It's one day you say, Pastor Low, get away from me.
你不会把我囚在监里的。
You won't put me into prison.
当然你也没有办法叫我消失的。You
can't make me disappear either.
当你不能够叫我消失的时候，你怎么做呢？
When you can't make me disappear, what do you do?
那你自己消失了。
Then you disappear.
是不是啊？
Right?
很多人就不去教会了。
So many people, they just don't come to church anymore.
所以你会发觉了，有时候有些人开始，我不说一定啊，不过有。 可能性是这样,
I'm not saying exact, I'm just saying possibility.
我再说,不一定,不过要小心了,有这样情况。
I'm not saying it's exactly going to happen, but there's a possibility that can occur.
最初呢?
In the beginning,
你是会来教会会迟到的。
You might come to church late.
迟五分钟,迟十分钟。
Maybe late for 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
你就要小心了。
You have to watch yourself.
为什么你会迟十分钟? 五分钟呢?
Why are you late for 10 minutes and 5 minutes?
因为你就开始不想听了。
Because you start to not want to hear anymore.
不想, 上帝向你讲话了。
You don't want to hear God talking to you anymore.
那然后了，慢慢啊，那迟到太晚了，就不来了。
And then slowly you realize, oh, it's already way too late, and just not going to show up.
然后呢，就可能一个星期不来了。
And then maybe 1 week not showing up.
两个星期不来。
And then 2 weeks.
这个就要慢慢就消失了。
And then slowly disappear.
这个是一种情况。
This is a situation.
那当时呢，那个亚萨王呢，最初就用自己的方法去面对。
So at the time, King Asa was using his own ability to face problems.
然后呢，哈拿这个先啊，哈拿尼那个先知啦来了，他还愿意接受他，就说听听他。
When the prophet Hanani came, King Asa was still willing to listen to hear him.
后来就不听了。
Afterwards, he wasn't even willing to listen.
就把他囚在监里了。
And he put him into prison.
然后呢，第十节。那时亚撒也约待一些人民。
Verse 10 it says, at the same time, Asa brutally oppressed some of the people.
为什么会约待人民呢？
Why was he brutally oppressing people?
因为人民不听话。
Because the people were not listening to him.
因为人为什么人们不听话呢？
Why were people not listening to him?
为什么不听话就要约待呢？
Why, how come when they're not listening, he has to brutally oppress them?
有时候是人不听话。
A lot of time is
有时候是你不愿意解决问题。
And sometimes it's you not willing to solve the problem.
有时候是你不是不愿意解决问题，乃是不能解决问题，没有能力解决问题。
Sometimes it's not because you are unwilling to, but because you are incapable of solving problems.
当人又继续不听话的时候，
And then when people continuously not listening,
你又怎么样了？
What would you do?
虐待，压制。
You start to brutally oppress them and push them down.
你知道的，这种都是表示一种无能的情况。
This actually represents someone of being incapable.
家暴就是这样了。
Abuse in a family is similar.
现在家暴不一定是男的家暴女的，女的也可以家暴男的。
Abuse in a family is not only man to woman now; it could be woman to a man.
为什么会家暴呢？
Why abuse occurs?
因为没有能力解决问题。
Because you have the incapability of solving a problem.
甚至没有能力来以理服人。
Or even able to communicate with your words.
事实上没有能力。
Because because
最简单是什么？
What is the easiest thing to do?
最简单就是这个。
Is using fist.
最简单是不是？
That's the easiest.
闭嘴。
Shush.
守着就这样了。
Shut it or will you?
因为没有能力。
Because you don't have the capability to solve the
problem. 当时亚萨王就是没有能力了。
Similarly, King Asa.
他不单没有能力去面对敌人。
He doesn't have the capability to face enemies.
他甚至没有能力来面对自己的百姓。
He doesn't have the capability to face his people.
以前他保护百姓的。
In the past, he has protected the people.
现在他没有这种力量。
Now he doesn't have the ability to protect them.
然后呢，第十二节。
In verse 12.
亚撒作王39年
In the 39th year of his
reign, 他脚上有病。
Asa was afflicted with a disease in his feet.
而且甚重。
And the disease was severe.
病的时候没有求耶和华，只求医生。
Even in his illness, he did not seek help from the Lord, but only from the physicians.
当你读这个圣经的时候，你觉得怎么样呢？
When you read the Bible verse, what do you think?
我觉得有病。
I think when you have a disease,
你可以求医生没有问题啊。
You can seek physician, that's not wrong. It's
我们都是、right? 都是在现代的社会里面，我们都是求医生啊。
Yeah, in these days, when we have a disease, we go seek doctor, physicians.
那求医生不求这个只求医生有什么问题呢？
Only seek help from physician. What's wrong with that?
没有问题。
There's no problem.
不过问题在病的时候没有求耶和华。
But the problem is in his illness, he did not seek help from the Lord.
你说不要麻烦嘛，这个明明医生就医好我了，我为什么会还要求耶和华呢？
You say, oh, let's not bother God. We're already seeking help from physicians.
这个我想这个圣经呢是在这里是想表达一个的信息。
What the Bible is trying to teach us here is
那个时候呢已经离开神好远好远。
What is trying to tell us that Asa has been away from God for so many years.
我们通常一般的情况呢，当我找医生的时候，我还是会祷告的。
So to us, we seek help from physician. However, we also pray to God.
但是祷告是轻而易举的事情。
And praying to God is such an easy thing.
是不是啊？我们都可以闭上眼睛，我们说：“上帝，求你来借着医生的手来帮助我。”
Right? We say, "God, please, heal us through the hands of physicians."
所以呢，在这里这段圣经是表达了当时亚撒王呢已经离开好远。
What the Bible is trying to say to us here is King Asa has been departed from God for many, many years. We have to be cautious with our spiritual walk. You will walk further and further away from God.
This is, 从表面看起来是20年没有征战那种安逸的日子产生出来。
And you can see that it is due to the 20 years of peaceful time for King Asa.
所以要注意，当你的人生你只求安逸，而不愿意来面对征战的时候，一点点的征战就埋怨的时候，还是要小心啊。
We have to be careful to not always seek for peace and comfort, because when any little turbulence happens, you will go against God. I myself am very cautious.
我不比亚撒王好。
I'm not much better than King Asa.
亚撒王，你看他前面都是很好。
You can see that King Asa was great from the beginning to 15th year.
不比他好。
I know I'm not much better than him.
所以呢，我觉得这个圣经呢，对我自己一个很好的提醒。
So I find this Bible verse a good warning for myself.
我常常都把一个高度。把一个一些要征战要克服的一些事情呢放在我前面。
I put the challenging things ahead of me so that I can see.
小圣是这么多年是这样走过来的。
Christian Herald Church has been through many years.
当我有能力越过一个地方，我就把那个杆呢放高一点。
Every time I cross a bar, I put it a little higher.
每次都放高一点。
Just slightly higher.
尽力把它越过。
So that every time I will go above it.
我的人生都是这样。
My life, I follow through the same way.
我自己的祷告了是怎么样。
And what my personal prayer is.
我知道总有一天。
I know one day.
我是跳不起来的。
I cannot jump any higher.
我是什么都不能够做的。
I cannot do anything.
所以我还是有一个祷告。
Yes, yet I still have a prayer.
其实我年轻的时候有首歌了，好喜欢唱。
Actually, there was a song that I really loved to sing when I was younger.
我觉得现在很少唱了。
But I sing a lot less now.
因为我现在到处去讲道了，这个诗歌都是他们来选的，我没有机会选诗歌的。
Because I don't have a chance to choose songs anymore, because I go out to preach.
所以我就唱他们所选的诗歌。
So I sing songs that they choose, whoever chooses.
但是诗歌很好的。
But a song is good.
简单来说就是重复的，神还要保守。还要保守，有没有听过啊？
I don't know if you heard the song. God will continue to protect. Continue to protect.
直到见他。
Basically, the song continues to say, "God will protect till the day I see Him."
微弱的祷告。
Prayer in weakness.
在你安舒的20年里面，我觉得你只要保持坚持的一个祷告的生活。
In the 20 years of peaceful time, if you have a continuously prayer life,
好好的守住主日的亲近上帝的时间，
and to set a time apart on Sundays to worship God.
有些习惯并不是那么辛苦的。
A lot of times they don't seem to be challenging anymore.
还可以再做试试看。
And you can say, oh, I'll try again.
这件事情呢，我不说你可能做，我说了你可能不做的。
Maybe things, if I say this, you might not do it. If I don't, you will.
我也，假如你做是更好了。
If you do, that's great.
每次，每个礼拜早10分钟回来。
That is,
崇拜。
And that is to come to church 10 minutes early.
坐在前面，你看前面都空的。
Sit in the front row.
第二排吧。
Maybe second row. See how so empty.
你不要小看这个小小的动作。
Don't look down on this small act.
是表示一个我要多听得清楚一点。
It represents you have the desire of wanting to hear more.
我要科目一点。
I want to desire more.
我留心一点。
I want to focus more.
这种心态。
this attitude.
我不要求弟兄姐妹面对什么样的征战，什么样的高度。
I don't want you guys to face what kind of warfare, what kind of challenge.
我只邀请弟兄姐妹在属灵的追求上。
I want you to have this desire when in your spiritual walk.
一个依靠上帝的心。
And that is to hold fast to draw near to God.
我有一个小小的祷告。
I have a small prayer.
好卑微的祷告。
It's a very lowly prayer.
求神来随听。
I want God to listen to the prayer.
我不晓得我将来怎么样。
I don't know what my future holds.
求神保守我不像亚撒。
I pray that God would help me not to be like King
Jacob. 然后呢，我要像雅各。
I want to be like Jacob.
雅各是怎么样的呢？
How does Jacob like?
雅各呢，圣经有一句话形容他很好的。
There's a Bible verse that describes him perfectly. I really admire.
圣经形容雅各有一句这样话，他年老的时候是扶着拐杖敬拜神。
Basically, in the Bible, it described Jacob in his old ages. He worshipped God in his old age with a cane.
扶着拐杖。
Holding on a cane.
在床前。
In front of bed. Worshipping, praising
God. 他意思是说什么都不能够做了。
Which basically means he cannot do anything else.
不要说打仗了。
Let alone going to war or challenges.
什么都不能做。
He cannot do anything at all.
我们还是保持一个卑微的祷告，一个敬虔的生活。
Yet have a lowly prayer in front of God.
在神面前的敬虔。
Which is to be in front of God.
那是一生都要持久。
That's something we want to hold on to whole entire life.
我告诉大家，那个亚撒王啊，他的问题并不出于那二十年。
Actually, King Asa's problem was not the 20 years of peace.
那二十年是一个看得见的原因。
The 20 years is something that you can physically see.
安舒了，没有征战。
He was in peace with no warfare.
那其实我们可以追溯到他最根源的地方，有一些可能性。
But we can see, we can ponder on a couple of things.
是导致他不愿意征战的那个原因。
That causes him not to be willing to fight.
也导致他最后所产生的事情。
Which caused him to have his ending.
那那事情呢？是我猜想的。
Those are things that I speculate.
不过很有可能。
But great possibility.
当亚撒王做王的时候
，When King Asa became king,
他可能会想。
Maybe he would think.
我假如做王
when I become a king, when I'm a king,
我一定要比我父亲好。
I must be better than my
我要成功。
I want to have success.
我要做个好王。
I want to be a great king.
所以呢，他这种就成为他一生的动力了。
So therefore, that become his motivation.
所以他有十五年的时间。
So he had 15 years.
要做个好王。
To be a good king.
好不好
？Good, right?
好。
Right, good.
但是当他做好王之后呢
？However, once he has succeeded,
他就没有高度要去了。
Once he has become the good king, he doesn't have another bar to cross.
我要做都做了。
What he has done, he already did.
我要做都做了，最高的山峰我已经去到那里了。
The highest point he has already reached.
那确实是当时亚撒王，我什么都做了。
Which was what King Asa did.
有哪一个王比我更好了
？No other king was greater than him in his heart.
知道吗？那个根源就成为他以后的问题的原因了。
That attitude, that foundation has become the problem for his future.
我假如我说我要做个好的牧师。
So if I say to myself, I want to be a good pastor.
这个想法没有什么不好吧
？There's nothing wrong with that.
但是当我有一天我真的做了个好的牧师的时候
，However, if one day I become the good pastor,
我就没有路走了。
I have no more road
to, 没有再有高峰了
to go above.
但相反
However, on the contrary,
当我开始做牧师的时候
when I become a pastor,
神啊，我愿意按着我按着你所的带领，我要做个合乎你心意的那个牧师。
However, when I become a pastor, I want to pray to God. God, I want to be a pastor that is pleasing to you.
我永远有个高度。
Therefore, I will always have a bar higher.
所以这个有点点分别的。
There's a difference.
那有时候呢
？Sometimes.
有时候呢，我们是按照我们的情感、我们的那种想法去工作了，更危险。
Sometimes we use our own attitude to do certain works, our emotions.
假如你为了一种满足你的人生的 那种满足感来生来来努力的话
，if you're fighting because of your own fulfillment and desire，
那我们就很容易迷失。当我们这个把满足了之后呢，我们也会停下来。
Then when our fulfillments have met, we will start to die down too.
大概亚撒王也当时也是这样的情况。
King Asa might be similar situation.
我已经东征西战15年了。
He says, I have fought all over places for 15 years.
都不错了。
It's already good.
都应该休息一下。
It's time for rest.
这个都是好像没有太大的问题。
There doesn't seem like too many problems here.
但是呢，其实是有问题的。
However, there are problems here.
当我这个70岁的时候，我就有这个想法。
When I was 70 years old, I had this thought.
其实我觉得我自己蛮聪明的。
I think I'm pretty smart.
因为呢，我知道我一下子劳碌了那么多年了，一下子放下来了，那个很糟糕的，好多问题会出现的。
I say to myself, I've labored for so many years. If I all of a sudden stop, there will be a lot of problems.
知道吗？千万不要立刻退休啊！
I say, do not retire all of a sudden.
千万不要劳苦了几十年，说我现在退休了，我去 cruise 去了，去什么去了？你要小心啊！
If you have worked so many years, you are retired. You say, oh, I'm going to go on cruise.
很多人就因为在那个时候就生病了。
A lot of people get sick.
就离开了。
And they pass away.
好多是这样的。
There's so many situations.
所以呢，我就想了，假如我走了那么多年了，我不能够一下就停下来啊。
So I choose to say to myself, I've walked a labor so many years, I can't all of a sudden stop.
所以我就对自己说，我退休一半。
So I say to myself, I retire half.
然后呢，我就拿一半的薪水。
I take half the salary.
然后我还是总干事。
And I'm still the main.
我还是可以做好多的事情。
I can still do a lot of things.
我还是在我的能力范围里面，我做了尽力来做事情。
I do things within my own capability.
而且做好事情。
I do all the good things.
这是我的想法。
That's my thoughts.
但后来我发觉不行。
Then I realize I can't.
假如我在那个位置上。
If I'm at the position,
我不是全心全意来做,
if I'm not doing it with my full heart, my full mind, maybe I'm not the problem.
但对那个工作不好,
but it's not fair for the job, for the position.
感谢上帝, 他在我心里面提醒我。
I thank the Lord. He has reminded me in my heart.
重新, 100%, 好好工作。
So therefore, I returned wholeheartedly, 100%.
我只就是刚才的祷告。 我会有能力的时候, 我会尽力来做。
Same prayer with my ability.
100%尽力来做。
I will give my full heart.
我是应该的。
It is what I should be doing.
但是我求神，在我不能够做的时候。
However, I pray that when I am incapable.
让我像雅各。
That I will be similar to Jacob.
年老的时候。
In my old age.
扶着拐杖。
Holding on to a cane.
敬拜神。
Praising and worship God.
简单的一个祷告吧。
It's a simple prayer.
求神保守你。
May God protect you.
一生。有好的开始。
Now your whole life will start.
有好的过程。
A good process.
也有好的终结。
And a good ending.
能够在上帝的面前。
And in front of God.
行为正，为善的事。
In the eyes of the Lord, do good and righteous things. That's our goal for our life.
一起低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的主，我们相信你的提醒是有益于我们。
Dear Lord, we know and understand that your warnings to us are good.
你不但提醒我们要做为正为善的事。
You not only warn us to do the good and the righteous in your eyes.
我们相信你有够用的恩典。
We believe that you have enough blessings.
让我们可以做到我们心里面所想。
That we can do the things that are in our hearts, the desires.
也能够做到你所要求于我们。
And also do the things that you have for us.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
保守我们一生一世。
Protect our whole entire life.
活在你的面前。
That we will live in front of you.
寻求你的心意。
And seek your will.
过一个敬虔的生活。
Live a faithful life.
从我们每一个星期天的崇拜开始。
Beginning from every Sunday worship.
主啊，让我们真的敬虔的来崇拜你。
Help us to worship and praise you.
在每一步来跟随你。
And follow you faithfully.
主啊，求你悦纳我们的心。
Lord, may you accept our hearts.
Accept
our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.